fence line witness. What have you seen happen in your neighborhood that you just observed casually on the side? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, they cleared out this brush. And these are the neighbors that kind of live like across the street to my right.
Okay.
And I was in my daughter's room upstairs on the second floor, and I'm looking out the window. I go, what? Wait, where? What? What is that?
So you've got an angle right down into the yard, essentially.
They have two headstones. Now, the headstones are like these big crosses.
What?
Right.
What?
And all I kept thinking is, what is buried in my neighbor's yard that requires headstones? Like, it's one thing if you want to bury a pet or something like that.
Sure.
It's another thing if you put up a full headstone, like it's a cemetery.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, like, you live in an old neighborhood. Like, I mean, that neighborhood's been there for a long time. It's a downtown neighborhood in a city that's been established for a long time.
So, what dead thing is in my neighbor's
yard? I mean, there could be an actual person in that yard. Like, you don't even know.
I was thinking, like, is there, like, a... And then I wanted to say, like, should I go straight? I don't talk to these people very often. You know, hello, you wave when they're walking the dog or whatever.
Sure, right. Not even acquaintance, really. They're neighbors, that's all.
And I was like, do I say, like, hey?
Hey, is that your great-grandmother?
Who's dead? Who's dead in your yard? And then I'm like, I'm squinting because I'm like, does it have, like, something written on it?
Yes,
and I'm
maybe,
like,
you could read it, decipher it, do a Google search.
I got one, but two, side by side. And,
yeah.
And then I'm like, and then I start thinking, like, crazy stuff. I'm like, you know, like, when you start making up narratives in your head?
Sure.
Like, what if he killed his ex-wife and now she's buried in the yard?
Okay.
You know, like that song from Guns N' Roses, I had to kill her. Remember that song I'm talking about?
Yes, that explains one of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's the other one? I don't know.
Right.
The narrative in my head didn't come up that far.
The wife's dog?
Right?
I don't know.
Wow. Can you imagine?
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
Then I was like, should I call somebody? And then I'm like, I don't know who you're supposed to call.
Right. And the fact is like, what are they going to find out? Right. You know, they're going to be like, so is it or isn't it? Yeah.
Isn't that wacky?
That is wacky.
Now I'm scared.
Sometimes when they cut things back, you do find things that you never knew were there before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mine's kind of the opposite, actually. What I've been dealing with right now in my neighborhood is, you know, I have to take the dog for like 3 walks a day. My wife and I right now, because he's, you know, recovering after surgery, whatever. So there's sidewalk in half my neighborhood and the other half there isn't. So, but on the side of the sidewalk, there are a lot of trees in my neighborhood. Nobody's trimming their trees over the sidewalk. So, like, you know, in the street, you can drive right under a tree. There's plenty of space out there. But if you're walking down the sidewalk right now, like, I have to duck underneath like 8 trees. And I wonder, I've never seen the trees this long. Are people sick of me walking around the neighborhood?
Probably.
Is that what's going on here?
I would think that's most likely what's happening.
It feels like a personal affront. Like, let's trim those trees down. How do you have your tree trimmed on one side and then not the other side?
Maybe they got hungry and they went in for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and then they didn't feel like going back out because there was a good show on Netflix they wanted to watch.
Believe me when I tell you, my neighbors are on top of their lawn like somebody you've never seen before, for the most part. Like, they're very good at it. And they have landscapers. I mean, they're paying them to do everything else. They're just ignoring these trees.
Most likely it's you.
I told you.
Yeah.
It feels personal.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What have you seen go down in your neighborhood lately? Fence line witness. What have you seen go down in your neighborhood? My neighbors, I just noticed the other day, I was in my daughter's room on the second floor. They took down some like brushes and some big bushes. They've got two headstones back there.
It's weird.
Who's dead in their yard?
Yeah, that's hard to explain. There was heavy equipment in one of my neighbor's yards the other day, and I can barely see through the trees at this time of year, but he's been weird all the time that I've lived there.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine what I'm going to see when it unveils coming up this winter.
1-800-330-9999. What have you seen go down in your neighborhood? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Okay, so I once witnessed my neighbor's daughter sneak her boyfriend in through the window late at night. And unlucky for the two of those kids, I have a pretty good relationship with my neighbor. So I called her to let her know what I was watching.
Oh.
And hearing, I'm sorry, but like hearing her storm into her daughter's room and give her the yelling of a lifetime was like way funnier than it should have been.
You're evil.
It's so funny. I'm just cracking up now thinking about it.
Did you ever sneak boys in? Just be honest. But you didn't get caught.
Yeah, maybe once. Right. But I wasn't dumb enough to get caught.
Right. That's the whole thing. Wait a minute. So, Raven, you see your friends or your neighbor. you see their teenage daughter sneaking boys in, do you say something? Yes or no?
100%. Because now I'm an old guy, right? So I'll be in everybody's business. I don't care. But on one side of me, I've got a retired couple. So it's just their grandkids. And they're like five. When I see the grandkids sneaking somebody in, that'll be one thing.
Yeah.
And on the other side, I've got a 90-year-old widow. So,
that's your goal.
There's nobody climbing in the window. But I'll tell you something. When the retired couple goes on vacation, every time their adult kids are there with their friends in their hot tub. Every time.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What did you see happen in your neighborhood?
I understand being in shape and you know, like looking good and putting in an effort. But my neighbor's obsessed. When I was working from home, she went on easily 3 walks a day. Used her garage as like this weird like yoga Zumba weightlifting studio. You drive by that house, she is in there pounding it out, you know, just crushing it.
Just shaming your neighbor for being fit and caring about her health.
I have an older neighbor who she must take 7 walks a day.
I mean, I have a lot of neighbors like that
too. She is out there all day and night. And then I have another guy. You know, he was a bigger guy, and then same thing during the pandemic. All of a sudden, he turned like his garage into a gym, put up a heavy bag, so you'd be driving by sometime, and he'd be in there pounding it. Yeah,
like, going nuts at it,
Rocky. He did lose some weight, to be fair.
Right,
he did lose some weight.
Hey, it's Ian on Raven. What did you see happen in your neighborhood?
Man, I saw my neighbor brewing beer last weekend on their back patio, and it looked like the guy was in a bonus scene from Breaking Bad. He had like this giant chemistry-looking drum. Hoses everywhere, bottles all over the place. Like, this guy doesn't know what he's doing, and I just hope he doesn't blow up my fence or something. I don't even know.
I'm with you, man. I see people doing this stuff, and it makes me nervous. They start talking to me about yeast rising and all these different things, and I think that there's going to be some sort of homemade bomb, right? And it just makes me nervous.
They're just making beer.
Well, here's the thing, too. I mean, let's be real. How many of your friends' beer have you taken a sip of when it's done and been like, that's really good?
Well, not beer, but, you know, I come from a big Italian family.
Right,
so
yeah, but that's different. You guys have been doing restaurants and everything forever.
Well, we make wine.
Right.
We make wine all the time.
No, but they're like, they're borderline professionals. If they're not professionals, like, they're about as close as you could be. I'm talking your neighbor is making a beer.
How about when we make sausage? You think the neighbors think anything about that? They're like, what are they doing over there? Oh, they're just making sausage. I feel like that's also probably weird. Yep.